This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. Fax is 989-773-5061. Regarding Ione, it's I-O-N-E, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S. Date of birth 4/12/1943. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Loomis with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and prior prolonged anti-inflammatory agent exposure. Her last visit was August 17th of 2021. She is very sad and grieving because her husband passed away January 15th of this year. It was not unexpected. He was quite ill prior to passing away, but she was married over 50 years, and it is quite a change, and she's grieving. She has gained 6 pounds since her last visit. She's not been ill herself, secondary to COVID or any other type of illness at this time. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has occasional dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, and no cough or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She is unsteady and has Parkinson's disease, but no recent falls. She does have some edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Metalazone is 5 milligram daily. Currently, she's not taking it, but she may need to use it one daily for about 3 days to get some of the edema resolved, and then it could be used only as on an intermittent basis, or maybe used once a week. 5 milligram once weekly may be appropriate also. She has several meds that can contribute to edema, which would include Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, and the gabapentin, 100 milligram 3 times a day. Both cause significant edema. She's also on trazodone, propranolol, Zoloft. Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide is 20 milligram 12.5 twice a day. Fenofibrate, vitamin D, vitamin B, Zyrtec, multivitamin, and Sinemet. Physical exam, her weight is 200 pounds. Blood pressure, she's unable to check blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 18th of 2022. Creatinine is the best it's been, probably because the metalazone was stopped, and that's 1.0. I do believe she may need a low dose, even once a week, metalazone, or one every other day for a few days to resolve some of the edema. Albumin is 4.0, calcium is 9, sodium is 139, potassium is 4.3, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 4.3, hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with improved creatinine levels, but also with some edema. We're going to recommend that she uses metalazone 5 milligram once daily just for one dose, and then actually one daily for 2 doses. So she'll get a 10 milligram dose and then see if that helps the edema. Gabapentin certainly could be contributing to that in addition to the amlodipine. She should follow a low-salt diet and restrict fluids to 64 ounces in 24 hours. Labs should be done every 3 to 6 months, and she should be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.